With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The use of vaccines in the U.S. will be the focus of a congressional hearing today. The Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee is holding a hearing titled Voices of the Vaccine Injured, chaired by Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He's expressed skepticism about vaccines, especially the COVID-19 vaccine. President Trump says he will punish Russia with biting tariffs if there isn't a deal to end the war in Ukraine within 50 days.
Discussions focus on defense, security, and U.S.-Ukraine cooperation. On Sunday, Trump expressed frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin over continued attacks on Ukraine.
He talks nice and then he bombs everybody in the evening. So there's a little bit of a problem there.
The U.S. is sending Patriot missiles to help Ukraine counter Russia's intensified aerial strikes. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is in Washington for talks. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump says Jay Powell's policies are costing Americans a lot of money, and more is being spent on the Federal Reserve's new headquarters.
Jerome Powell's been very bad for our country. We should have the lowest interest rate on earth, and we don't. He just refuses to do it, and yet he's spending $2.5 billion rebuilding the Fed, the Federal Reserve building. And I don't know what he knows about building, but you talk about cost overrun.
Roughly 50 million people across the Northeast are dealing with flood watches with the risk of severe flash flooding in areas. Video from Manhattan shows floodwaters rushing into a subway station as passengers boarded a train. Governor Phil Murphy's declared a state of emergency across New Jersey after heavy rain dumped several inches on many parts of the state. And in Texas, for the first time in 6 years, the floodgates at Buchanan Dam and Burnett County have been open. This is SRN News. Baylor University does an about-face.
The Texas school, which is the largest Baptist school in the world, has decided not to accept a grant of nearly $650,000 to promote, quote, LGBT inclusion and belonging in churches. Baylor President Linda Livingstone says the grant would not be consistent with the university's statement on human sexuality, which is what a slew of critics said when the school agreed to accept the grant 2 weeks ago, sparking a firestorm of controversy.
A church deacon who helped prevent a mass shooting at his Michigan church last month has received a reward. Richard Pryor used his 2018 Ford F-150 truck to ram the gunman threatening Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. This gave church security staff time to fatally shoot the assailant. Pryor has been given a 2025 Ford F-150 pickup to replace his truck. He was a lease for 2 years. This is SRN News. Teenagers believe going to college is important.
Our teen poll shows most U.S. teenagers prioritize graduating from college, with 70% of girls and 54% of boys considering it important. Teens see college as key for good jobs, life skills, and personal growth. Aside from college, the poll finds teenagers have a lot of the same life goals as adults, such as owning a home or raising a family. But few teenagers believe those goals have gotten easier to achieve for their generation compared with their parents. Keith Peters, Washington.
Buying a child for sex is a step away from becoming a felony in California. The state legislature sent Governor Newsom a bill that would make it more likely for older adults in the state to face a felony if they buy sex from a 16 or 17-year-old. Two Democrats voted against it, and several other Democrats didn't vote at all. More details at srnnews.com.